CliffCentral.com.
Peace and love.
Yeah, peace and love. It is Friday. I hope you're ready for the weekend. It's also Black Friday today, so obviously the EFF thought this was a race politics day, and they got very excited. It's actually about people trying to get your money. Be very careful today. There are going to be a lot of things. How many messages have you got today already so far, Sia?
I did a little tally before the show. I've already received four different... It's either newsletter, a email, an SMS from different companies, and it's only 6 minutes past six.
Let's do a quick tally. Any advertising already hit you, Pinky, Gugu? Leanne's on her way, and by the way, she'll be joining us shortly, and I'll introduce you to an intern who's going to be joining us for a little while very, very soon.
Halala.
Lots of people to hear this morning. We've got guests popping by. It's going to be a busy day. All right, well, let's get straight to it.
How many ads have you guys received?
I got some messages.
I got one from SkinSense down the road.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They said to me there's some Black Friday specials.
So. Oh, they're saying pull through.
Yeah, that might be one I'd actually use.
Exactly.
Yeah. That would be a good one. Do you want to hear about theirs quickly?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Well, if your body needs a little help getting into the festive spirit... And whose body doesn't it this time of year? You're a bit run down, you're
a bit tired.
I've already
booked my little appointment with them
you
for
have.
Next week.
Oh, very good.
Of course.
What are you going for? A facial, a pedicure, a manicure?
No, pedicure.
Massage.
Touch my feet. Yeah, massage.
Your feet good or your feet hideous?
I think my feet are good.
Okay.
Don't look this way. No, I don't want to see your feet. I don't want to make that call.
All right. Well, if your body needs a little help, like Gugu's, getting into the festive spirit... Then check out Black Friday specials at SkinSense Day Spa today only. Not only are these great deals available, like a 1,800 Rand voucher for only, ding, ding, 1,000 Rand.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. You see, that's a good saving.
Mm-hmm.
You could purchase your Black Friday special and you will be entered into the draw for one lucky winner to win a treatment voucher to the value of 3,005.
3,500.
Mm-hmm. Get to the SkinSense page.
Christmas is coming up.
That's right. Go to cliffcentral.com or you can find out more by going straight to skinsense.co.za. That was what I got this morning in terms of offers. Mm. What else did you get? Did you get lots of massive, massive deals? Or are you going to go on the internet this morning like I did and see other people bitching about terrible deals that they don't want any part of? This is the... Really? Yeah, you know, South Africans will always find a reason to complain about stuff that doesn't even affect us.
Yeah.
Like I saw two or three stories this morning from people who were moaning that
these deals are just not good enough. Or this thing didn't go online at midnight and it said it would be live at midnight and it was only on at 5 past midnight.
You know how people are just like bitching about shit that they weren't going to go and buy anything anyway and they're complaining about it. What did you find, Pinky? Anything?
Nothing interesting for me, hey?
Are they not even advertising to you?
Look, I did get some emails, but not interested.
Okay. Yeah. You just ignore and delete?
I just ignore.
Maybe you're one of those people that they call unreachable, who have ad blocking software on there.
I don't.
You don't?
Nope. I just ignore.
They just don't get to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. You Google?
Dude, no, I was at the Mall of Africa last night.
Oh, yeah, you sent a picture,
I sent a pic.
You weren't there hanging around for specials.
Oh, no, not a chance. I went to go see a movie premiere, which ended at 10.
Yes.
So here I am at 10 p.m.
Yeah, you two casually walking out of a movie.
Casually walking out, trying to find my parking where I parked the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk past Game.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a crowd of people just standing there outside Game at 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Now... Are they going to be standing there until this morning when it opens?
I think maybe they're just still there for 2 hours. I'm assuming they open at midnight.
They start at midnight. Wow. Sure.
Yeah, I'm assuming that. I might be wrong.
I love those videos and we're going to see them today.
I can't wait to see those videos.
Of people like pushing each other.
Tearing shit down.
Old ladies being trampled to death by someone who wants a flat screen TV. And, you know, children being thrown to the wolves and... It's just unbelievable what
people
will do.
Have you seen those glass doors being pushed?
Well, you know what? Honestly, if you ever get into a crowd at a mall and break through a glass window,
dude,
they should just never allow you in a mall again. There should be face recognition software that just stops you from ever shopping anywhere where people can behave themselves again.
Yeah, just as soon as you go through the boom gates, there's just a beep.
Yeah, like, sorry, time up, you know? For you again. You must shop at the general dealer in one of those far out towns where they have like burglar bars.
The warehouse.
You know
stuff.
Those ones?
Yeah.
Like in those little towns where they know people are fucking stupid and they just put up burglar bars everywhere. Yeah. You know those, even the ones that the illegal immigrants run, where you have to pay them under the counter
and
then they pass you your things around
and
the
you
side.
You can't even see their faces.
No, they're like hidden. It's almost like a prison.
That's what you deserve then.
Yeah, I reckon.
For being so reckless.
I wonder if those shops do Black Friday specials.
Something within me just says no.
Isn't it funny we've all shopped at a place like that? We know what we're talking about.
Absolutely. When you're in the middle of nowhere, sometimes you have no other option but to do that.
I went to the shops yesterday because I had a few things I had to get. Mm-hmm. And I thought that wild horses couldn't drag me to the shops today. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be nuts.
So I'm sure if you go on social media, Black Friday is already trending.
Guaranteed,
like,
right?
You kind of want to leave work, whoever's listening, like extra early. Because like midday vibes, it's just, I was driving last year. I don't know what I was thinking, trying to cash in on some Black Friday shit. And I drove to one of the malls here in Joburg.
Yeah.
Dude, I parked the car, walked in, saw the madness and chaos, walked straight out. And then I was just stuck in traffic.
Yep.
I couldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, this is how it starts.
What is wrong?
What is it?
Oh, one of my favorite stores has a 50% off sale.
Uh-oh, Sia. Please don't fall for it. You see,
I'll borrow
this is what
you
happens.
The bike if you want to go.
You see, otherwise intelligent people get swept up in this crap. Now, are you going to go and stand in a queue?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Oh, no, it's the Black Friday sale also expands to their online purchases as well.
Mm-hmm. See, now that I'd understand. If you're going to order stuff online.
I feel like a crack addict. Like wring my hands.
Leanne's just got back from her Black Friday specials that she had to go and grab at 6 o'clock. Did you find anything?
Year end function yesterday for company.
All right.
Ooh.
And we cheated on Skin Sense and went to a spa in the bush.
Oh.
But I do feel like I've carried a double decker bus on my back.
Oh, did you go for one of those massages?
The whole day.
Oh, wow. So yeah. You basically walked out of there on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
and
fantastic.
Today I'm paying the price. I can feel that.
Oh, yeah. But trust me, by Sunday you'll be a new person.
Yeah. Should be.
Well, it's Thanksgiving in America, which is where the original Black Friday sale comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the idea was that they would... They'd give you those last-minute savings just before you start your Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so in America, don't expect too much noise from any politicians or any of that stuff because they all take the day off as well. Only thing I realized is that apparently Donald Trump is in Afghanistan visiting the troops this weekend.
Really?
So even he is not in the country at the moment, which I think a lot of people would be very relieved about.
Well, Thanksgiving also brings about one of my favorite social media trends.
Yeah.
It's hashtag Thanksgiving clapback. And these are like anecdotes of how to deal with family members who just have unnecessary things to say to you. So I was looking over the hashtag and I was even like doing so many screenshots yesterday. So imagine your aunt coming up to you saying, "How's that GPA looking? You know, like your school results."
Yeah.
This is what you should say back to her. "How's that credit score looking?"
Ooh. bring that up at Christmas time. Go around the Christmas dinner table while everybody's sitting there having a good time. And why don't you bring a dose of reality to everyone? Say to them, "All right, everybody, whip out your phones. Let's see what your credit score is. Whoever has the worst credit score, you are forgiven for not having to worry about. You can take all the leftovers."
These are so unnecessary. But hashtag Thanksgiving clap back. Your auntie says, "Stay out of grown folk talk." You can say, "Stay out of married men's houses." Hashtag Thanksgiving clap back. If your aunt asks you, "Are you still depending on your mother?" You can ask, "Are you still depending on the state?" Another one is, if your aunt asks, "Aren't you on your third plate?" You can respond, "Aren't you on your third husband?"
Yes.
Okay, and then two more. Your uncle asks, "Shouldn't you be out there playing with the other kids?" You can respond, "Oh, shouldn't you be out there raising your own?"
Ooh.
And you a great show today. So we're going to have a great show today. Great show. Today we've got a great show.
And then last one.
Do you know what I love about Alan? He always says that with every single one of his shows.
Oh, but it's so good.
It's a great show.
And then the last one, your uncle saying, does your mother know you're out here smoking? You can respond, does your wife know you're out here cheating?
Ooh.
Oh, sure. Like Thanksgiving clap back. We're going to have so many awkward moments with family now.
Listen to this. A cousin of mine, this is a message we just got from Ropa. He says, a cousin of mine called me at 11:30 last night, told me he was waiting at the game store. When I asked why, he said he wanted to buy 2 16-gig USBs because it costs 79 rand for both of them.
Jeez.
Boy. 16 gigs.
Is that a good deal?
Is that a good deal?
For how much? 79 bucks for both.
Each, I think.
Is that a good deal?
Don't you get those things for free at functions?
Yeah, like these
days. I don't even know if that's a good deal. Like
who buys USBs these days anymore?
It's,
I don't know.
Worth me.
But also, these people in the queues have probably been sent by others, or they're place keepers, or they have a list of things to buy on behalf of other people.
I must really like you if I'm standing in a line for you at midnight.
But maybe you get a percentage.
Sorry, the stress, the tension and the panic of having to do this. I mean, I sometimes see people who are there's no urgency at all. Like there's plenty of tomatoes on the shelf, but they push you out of the way to get there. You know, there's some of these housewives who are very serious about shopping, and they'll push you out of the way for a bag of tomatoes. And you're like, but bitch, there's plenty of tomatoes.
Are those the ones who wear yoga uniforms to go shopping?
Yeah, you know the ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their bums wobbling around in that printed shit.
Even more like flat asses.
Yeah.
You've had a nerve with Leanne. Yeah, I think she feels pretty strongly about this.
That's not clothing, people.
No. Jeez. They're the ones with... You know, there's this one particular mall here in Johannesburg where I just feel like I have not made it in life if I have not graduated to this level. In Hyde Park Corner, there are allocated premium parking spots right at the front.
What are those for?
Yes, I feel like it's for like those certain housewives in the yoga pants. Or you must know someone who knows someone. Literally, there's like this bay of, I'll say like 12 parking spots in Hyde Park Corner that are actually always closed up by red velvet, like a velvet rope. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Have you guys never noticed them?
No, never seen that.
And I don't have the balls enough to ask, like, hi, like, what do you have to, or who do you have to
so
be
you
to
should
park
just put
there
on your sunglasses and drive in with purpose. And
yeah, and just go beep, beep.
Like,
not with my little
piccanini.
I must graduate to something else.
Yeah, maybe take an Uber.
An Uber Black. Uber Black. Then drive in, then go, excuse me.
So you're telling me these are not for disabled people? They're not they're not those really
stupid debatable
ones where there's like a parent with children can park up front.
No, not even like, that.
Do me a favor. Lots of people have children. You don't get special parking just because you got kids. I hate those parkings. That's bullshit. And
no,
I will take
you're being
them
ignorant
up
right
up until
now.
You're like traveling with like two kids that are under five.
That's
and then you also
happen
have bags.
That's never,
wait, hold on. School
I will
us,
never be traveling with two children under five with bags and a pram.
Well,
that's
is,
why you don't need them.
You've never done it.
Exactly. And I'm never going to.
Well, then you can't judge people who have to park there.
I'm going to take their parking. That's what I'm going to do. And if they say to me, where are your children? I'll say they're both dead. They died last year of the consumption. How dare you bring it up? You hurt my feelings.
And walk away.
And walk away.
Could work.
Okay.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It's not a good idea, but could work.
Could work.
But I really do want to figure out what that parking spot is all about. Because usually there's also like the equivalent of a doorman standing around those spots as well. Someone who's dressed up in a suit and a top hat.
Don't you remember when we went to... Which shops... remember we went to that shop in London?
Selfridges.
Sia and
love
I went to Selfridges. So what they do at Selfridges is you enter by a special lift, which only, you know, celebrities know about and really rich people. And then your personal you sit in a room and have some tea, and your personal shopper brings you stuff to like audition the stuff in front of you. while you're having your tea in the special suite where you've got like a comfortable sofa and
so maybe, you don't even go to the main store. You
maybe
don't
you
go
want
out.
Some champagne. No, you don't go and walk around with the plebs. You sit in there and they bring you this stuff, and then after you've decided, yes, I'd like one of those, and I'd have three of those, and I'd like 14 of those. Then they package them all nicely for you. They bring them to your little suite, and then someone takes them to your car and puts them in there for you, or they just deliver them at home and you leave. You don't ever need to walk out into the racks and like move shit around on the racks and push some other person out of the way. Yeah, and then
sorry, do you have this in a medium?
There's a shop in a building which my parents own in Melville.
Yes.
Which is called Hobo Collection, and it's totally not. Government wives pitch up at this place in huge vehicles with security guards and packers.
Yeah.
This woman shops for them personally overseas. She has their size, she knows their style, she knows their needs.
Wow.
And says to them, right, come to my summer collection, champagne, etc. They sit there, point things out, don't even try on. And these shoes that are 3,000 rand a pair get loaded into their cars by the box loads.
See, it happens even in this country.
Yeah.
It's a little like spitting in the face of the poor, though. The place is called Hobo Collection.
Yeah,
I know. It isn't.
I like that. And like actual tramps and hobos are walking past the shop.
Yeah.
Going,
they are.
Here we come in.
No.
Get out.
No, darling.
I'm cold. I want a scarf.
Get your fingers out of the caviar.
Stinky homeless shit. Get out of my shop. Yeah.
By the way, that's a reality show in the works. Government wives?
Hugely, yeah. But of course, because of privacy, you can't, you know, Instagram them and say, guess who was shopping here today?
Jay says, no, you choose to have kids, you deal with the consequences. Just because you're popping them out doesn't mean they get special parking. That's bullshit, according to Jay. Jay's very, Jay's like me this morning, ready to fight. Okay, well, I saw something very, very funny yesterday. You know how much I love these documentaries about people who are just awful people. You saw this?
I saw it, yeah.
Leanne, you saw it as well. It's a little
Oom Jan.
Yeah, it seems like it's a Dutch documentary made about poor whites in Johannesburg.
But in a specific area.
Yeah, you gotta see it.
Called, really, what was it?
I forgot what it was
Fitas.
Called.
Fitas.
Fitas.
F-I-E-T-A-S. So apparently that's a word that people used on farms for these poor white people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Years ago, and now it's actually a neighborhood.
They've claimed it.
It's a neighborhood in Johannesburg. It's near the Brixton Cemetery. I looked it up because I'm going to block it on my GPS so that I never, ever get told by Waze to go there.
Even when Waze says you can go through there, you know, to be faster.
Yeah, this is where, and it's funny, like, I know it sounds like hypocrisy, but these kind of people both fascinate and terrify me at the same time.
Well, the whole thing behind it is that these are white South Africans who lost out when apartheid ended.
Yeah.
So whatever jobs they had.
Yeah, which I've never believed is a valid excuse.
No, because I'm here and I have a job.
And there are more opportunities for all South Africans, not just for black South Africans, since apartheid ended. But that's the political argument. My argument is that these people are a combination of four important factors. Number one, alcoholism, right? Alcoholism. I said that like a. So
alcoholism.
Yeah, alcoholism. Alcoholism is number one. Number two is very often mental illness. Number three, because there are a lot of white people who've lost their jobs who are not, you know, doing what you'll hear what I mean when we play this clip for you.
Yeah.
Number two is mental illness of some kind,
or genetic factors.
Right. Number three is poverty. Yeah. That is a factor.
Poverty.
Is a factor. It's a real factor. And then there are other factors as well, like, for example, really bad breeding, really bad genes. Your cousin and your other cousin made you in a night of tempestuous loneliness and during a thunderstorm. And
it was cold.
You basically have an arm growing out of your back and, you know.
What does the thunderstorm have to do with this?
Well, because
the TV's off.
Because all monsters are made in thunderstorms.
Of course.
Like Frankenstein, right? So listen to this. Just get an idea, and if you don't understand the Dutch, I'll try and translate for you quickly, all right?
Vandaag in Zuid-Afrika, in een van de ruigere wijken van Johannesburg, Fietas.
Today in South Africa, in one of the rough parts of Johannesburg, Fietas. Alright. People who don't fit into modern society end up in Fietas.
In Fietas komen de mensen terecht die er op de een of andere manier uit liggen in het moderne Zuid-Afrika.
And it's got to be said that there are also black people in this neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah, one or two.
But they're focusing this documentary on this one particular guy called Jan who lives in Fietas. Alright, just listen to this. People who don't have the possibilities to live in a better area end up in Fietas. And there's like fires burning in dumpsters on the side of the road. Like dogs running around eating what looked like
mating
other people.
Yeah. Walking and mating.
Yeah, there's like piles of rubble
and brewing.
And this stuff's just down the road here, all right? So
mensen die niet het geld of de mogelijkheden hebben om in een betere wijk te wonen.
I'm Marius and I'm the owner of this house here in Fietas. And this is my girlfriend Vornay.
Ooh, she looks like
and
a dog.
And between them they've got three teeth.
Yeah, between them, just, I've got to try and explain. Okay, so Mornay is wearing, hold on, don't laugh too hard. Maybe one of these people is a friend or a relative.
All right.
So Mornay wears a red short sleeve t-shirt with some kind of car brand written on it. And she is wearing, they both smoke heavily. Mm. They've got, as Leanne said, three teeth between them.
She's wearing one tooth and
he's got the others for
describe
today.
Describe her though. She looks like an
let's
inbred.
Listen to here she is. Listen.
And I'm the owner of this house, Jan Fitas. And this is my girlfriend, Vornay.
Vitalinga!
And this is my...
That's her.
Vitalinga.
She's so proud of her suburb.
She's great. She has... How would you describe her hair, Mia?
It's flat. Flat and also flat.
All right, wow. You know, again, a lot of people will accuse us of being mean here. Yes, we're mean.
House, and I'm renting out a few shacks at the back.
Achter het stenen huis van Marius staan een aantal golfplaten hutjes. En in één daarvan woont Jan.
All right, so outside of Marius's house, there is a, basically it's like a line of containers of zinc.
Yeah, like shipping containers.
Yeah, of houses made of zinc, what do you call it?
Like corrugated iron, yeah.
It's not even iron.
Oh,
trust
metal, yeah.
It's metal of some kind. In one of them lives Jan. Now we get to meet the hero of the story.
Who has no teeth.
Right, okay.
Platen hutjes. En in één daarvan woont Jan.
I'm Jan from Fintas, Joburg, South Africa. This is my room.
Jan weet er zelfs in deze slechte wijk nog uit te springen met zijn onaangepaste gedrag.
This is where it gets interesting. Is even in a neighborhood like this, they say, Jan is a particularly interesting man because his behavior has led him to be considered inappropriate. Mm. Now, just think about this for a second. To be considered inappropriate in a place like Fitas, you have to be a pretty antisocial creature. Jan is carrying a doll.
Mm. How old is Jan, by the way? How old does he look?
He's an old man.
He's in his
man.
60s.
Yeah. 60s, okay.
Jan has a doll nailed to the wall of this...
upside down
container that he lives in, upside down, a little girl's doll
outside, right?
Yeah, outside. And he's wearing a tracksuit top and he looks like he's, look, life has not been good
he
to
explains,
Jan.
He explains why he has the doll.
Here he is. Yeah.
South Africa. This is my room.
Jan weet er zelfs in deze slechte wijk nog uit te springen met zijn onaangepaste gedrag.
Why do you have a doll hanging outside your shack?
I have never been kids alive. And then I use this one for my daughter.
So the doll is there as a representation of the daughter he never had. Mm. This is already... Oh. You see what I mean about mental illness as part of it, right?
This is now my room. This is my bed. This is my friend. That's the only friend that I got in life.
Oh. It's a picture of a giraffe.
Okay, this part got me and I nearly cried.
Oh. Joking.
That was funny though.
Yeah, because it's a photograph of a giraffe.
On the wall.
It's his only friend. Okay.
It's his only friend.
Yeah, he explains.
Only friend that I got in life. All my other friends is bullshitters. That is my really friend. You want some coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit, my sugar is finished. I haven't got nothing, and you broke for everything. Sorry. It take you to the house. There by do Marius. I'm gonna make coffee for us.
So
he forgot he didn't have sugar.
That's sad.
This is fascinating.
Now they're making coffee in Marius' house.
What job did you have?
I was a fucking postman in town.
Yeah, not just a postman. He was a special kind.
Right. So he had a job.
By the post office.
Okay, and then what happened to your job?
Then they retrenched all the white people. Then they for the blacks.
The blacks.
So it was like the end of apartheid.
For the old apartheid.
Net als veel laag opgeleide blank.
Alright, it says, like many other low-skilled white South Africans, Jan went downhill.
What? Zuid-Afrikanen raakte Jan dus aan lager wal.
Since he got fired, he has not had much to do.
Slag heeft hij niet zoveel meer te doen.
At this point.
Hij brengt hele dagen drinken door achter het huis.
He spends his days drinking behind the house.
But also, at this point, they're showing a picture of him licking a window like a dog.
Yeah, and there's a very scared, bizarre-looking girl hanging around with him who's definitely underage.
In this courtyard of tin containers.
Mm-hmm. He spends his days drinking behind the house, whether the neighbors like it or not, it says.
Van Marius. Of de andere bewoners dat nou leuk vinden of niet.
And then they ask two of the black guys who live in one of the containers next door to this guy what they think of him.
Okay, yeah.
What's Jan like as a neighbor?
He's crazy. He's a crazy man, that one.
He stays here for 600 rand per month. He bathes here. He eats all the food. I must go make a plan every day for him to eat my food. He plays with the dogs.
Can we pause?
Just stop it right there. Because this is the thing.
We have to pause and we have to rewind.
Let's go back. Hold on.
But at this point, he's licking a chocolate before giving it to that child.
Like, just with his tongue, though. Like,
yeah, just licking it and then giving it to the child.
And then they show a little bit of video of him humping the door frame of his little house, whatever you want to call it. But then listen to what the woman says, because you might not have heard that.
600 rand per month, he bathes, yeah. He eats all the food. I must go make a plan every day for him to eat my food. He plays with the dog's penis.
He plays with the dog's penis. Just listen.
Penis. Till the dog must come. He drinks all his money out. It's bad, man. It's bad news.
Dog,
it's very. It's like a circus, yeah.
Okay, so there's actual footage of him wanking a dog
and humping it.
So he's standing behind the dog and he's giving it a vigorous wank. I don't know.
This is what's going on down the road from anybody who's listening to us in Johannesburg. And don't you feel superior, Cape Town and Durban, because you got neighborhoods like that too.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, you know, when people worry about the Antwoord, at least they're pretending.
You know, I sent this on a group and the responses were, I don't have words.
Yeah, I went, when I got this, I said, oh, holy Mother of God. And then to give you just a brief insight, because we've got to get to the five things, then we were sending each other on this group I'm on pictures of game drive vehicles and suggesting that we organize a trip to Fitas with a cooler box and we can sit and look at these people. But of course, people were worried that we would have bottles and stones thrown at us. Yeah. So we decided we might get a Casper borrowed from the police and go through there. And then you can look through those little windows while ensconced inside the Casper with your drinks.
You can take Jan some sugar and have some coffee.
Oh, hell no.
And we can get there in 26 minutes, eh? It's 7 kilometers away.
7 kilometers? How many?
27 kilometers
away. Oh, 27 kilometers. Mm-hmm. So Pinky's just looked it up. So I'm going to organize a game drive if anyone is interested. Quick question, guys. Why do you think poor whites are new? The others are just poor. Honest questions. I don't know. I think it's because in this country we still see things like poverty or wealth as being race based, and it's often more jarring for people to see like white people as poor and disheveled and ruined as this.
There are documentaries about it. People living in trailer parks.
And I'll admit, I'm fascinated by it. I don't have a lot of this is the weird thing, and this is what's, I suppose, difficult for some people to deal with. I don't have a lot of empathy, which I might have with, you know, if they made a documentary like this about poor black people in a township, it wouldn't be a subject for fit for humor like this one is. And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, you laughing at these people, which seems completely inappropriate, but you wouldn't do that with black people.
It is an interesting point.
It's a weird thing. I can't explain it, but
it's just like
that. I wouldn't pass this clip around if it was poor black people in the townships. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, it's definitely some kind of hypocrisy on my part.
But all of us, myself included.
But I'm putting it out there, and I'm, you know.
And you're a black.
And you're a black. Fitas, I had to study that area in my thesis. It's amazing how it's just around the corner.
Oh, wow.
From Wits, says Sandine.
Oh, don't you wish you had this footage?
Yes. Where can I watch this documentary? I don't know, but just look up Fitas, I suppose. Apparently, there's a Wikipedia page.
About Fitas.
Yeah. I've just got a screenshot of it from Glenda. Glenda sent this to me. Originally populated by Africans, coloureds, whites, Chinese, Cape Malays, and Indians, it was one of two adjacent...
So all of the non-whites.
Right. And white, and blacks. No, everybody. One of the two adjacent suburbs, commonly and onomatopoeically known as Fitas, after the men's outfitters that traded from 14th Street in Vredendorp. Fitters became Fitas, and then well known as 14th Street.
I go to get my clothes from Fitas.
Wow, most shopkeepers stayed in apartments on top of their shops in that area. So we're learning a bit about this. This is like Joburg history. Jan has that voice and accent that we all mock. Shame, Michelle.
Yeah, he should change that.
Yeah, Fitas is Johannesburg's equivalent of District 6 and has quite a fascinating history. You see, there's people teaching us stuff. Pabalo. So sweet when he has offered coffee to his visitor.
Yeah,
but he wasn't able to deliver on that. So let's not give him credit.
No, I felt sorry for him there.
Anyway, look.
Shit, I don't have sugar.
I don't have fuck all.
Ah, shit.
I was a fucking postman. Anyway, all right. Let's get on to some other things. Apparently, Given Mkhari has accepted President Ramaphosa's withdrawal from the chairman's conversation. Cyril Ramaphosa decided to withdraw from this year's chairman's conversation on Thursday. The president's decision comes after pressure from civil society initiatives, Wise for Africa and Soul City Institute. The organization cited assault charges laid against Mkhari by his wife. Ooh, you see, chicken's coming home to roost here. They say while the charges were eventually withdrawn, Mkhari never accounted for his actions. He does these interviews. I think he's had Thabo Mbeki and a bunch of other important people. And Cyril said, nah, not going to be on this show with you.
But also what's important is, was it Chicken a la King or Chicken Mkhari?
Leanne.
Sorry, I'll leave now.
You know where the door is.
All right, in other news... Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula on Thursday announced four suspects were identified in connection with a massive train fire at Cape Town Station that left 18 carriages from two train sets destroyed. We were talking about this just yesterday and I said somebody's got to be arrested. So clearly, Mbax has found them and he's arrested them. He visited the station to inspect the damage, said the suspects were caught on CCTV cameras. He said they should not be charged only with arson but also with economic sabotage. Police must do their job and find them working with process security and so on. Anyone who did this trash, he says here, has to be positively identified and will be found. So he's furious about this, and so am I, frankly, because it's our money as South Africa that a bunch of arsonists are busy destroying. They're burning money in front of us. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
And, you know, of course, all the good people of Cape Town who are trying to get to work and use trains to get there can't do that because of this
incident.
The sentencing of Albert Gerardus Pretorius, who's the man who plowed into two Joburg Metro offices at a roadblock in January last year, will happen next year. Sentencing was expected to take place on Thursday. He was found guilty of two counts of culpable homicide and one count of driving under the influence. Winnie Mokholo, who's 35, and Sophie Ngwasheng, who's 45, were killed when his white Toyota Hilux Bucky rammed into the roadblock mounted by the JMPD near Monte Cassino. The two officers were declared dead at the scene.
Ooh.
Jesus, what a horrible story. I remember when this happened. It's just disgusting. So this guy's up on charges, rightly so, and when he was arrested, there were gin bottles and empty Smirnoff spin bottles inside Pretorius's vehicle. Whew. He spent 3 months behind bars after he was initially denied bail. He was later granted bail of 10,000 rand. In an affidavit presented to court in February last year, he said he had consumed three drinks and had been on prescribed medication when the incident took place. Doesn't make it okay. So there's a story that he'll be sentenced next year. And then from the Sowetan, school nutrition schemes have been milked of nearly 3 million rand in the Eastern Cape. You know, this is one of our poorest provinces.
Mike, yeah.
A former Department of Education employee who allegedly siphoned off 3 million rand earmarked for a school nutrition procurement program faces charges of corruption, fraud, money laundering, racketeering. Zuki Swawana, who's 47, appeared briefly in the East London Magistrates Court on Thursday. She appeared alongside co-accused Milisa Ngukana, who's 41, Sibulele Mnyande, 39, and Mzodumo Sijad, who's 54. Hawke spokesperson Colonel Katlego Mohale said that between 2012 and 2013, the Department of Education in the Eastern Cape was allegedly defrauded of 3 million rand by Wana, who was attached to the school nutrition program in collusion with service providers. Imagine stealing
in 1 year.
Stealing the actual food from children's mouths.
Dude.
Wow.
This is, you know, when we say taking food out of the mouth of the poor, this is actually what these people did. Hmm. So just horrible people who are finally being brought to book in these last two stories this morning. Ugly, ugly nonsense. Don't let those put you off. At least it's no politics Friday. Speaking of which, I do have to add this one politics story. Have you seen this thing? We brought it up on the Burning Platform yesterday about Stevens Mokgalapa and this woman who he's alleged to have sex with, who was the MEC for transport in Tshwane. And he's the mayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not an attractive looking man. Yeah. I don't know how anyone...
You don't want to imagine this.
I don't want to know how anybody is titillated or captivated or interested.
What's his name, Steven?
Stevens Mokgalapa. He's been on the show before. But, yeah, you know, like some sex tapes, you, like you're curious about certain sex tapes. This is not one. I don't want to hear. There apparently are the voice recordings of these two getting freaky with each other.
Oh.
Yeah. That's kind of what it might sound like. So if anybody knows what's going on there, that's not the kind of thing you want to be involved in. So if anyone's interested, you're alone.
I'll go find it alone.
You're on your own. I'm not really too much interested in this story with you. Hey, a quick reminder on the 80s show today, which is coming up at 11 a.m. and repeated at 5 p.m. People quite like this show. It's taking off. The other day, Sia and Pinky were dancing to a song that they were playing on that 80s show.
Were Sia and Pinky around when that song was made?
No, they didn't know that.
No.
They thought it was made for an ad. But in the 80s, most men had long hair, Leanne, you remember.
Yes. And it was in bad condition, like frizzy and...
Yeah. Oh, so not very well moisturized.
No, maybe a bit too high in the front.
And a lot of these long-haired beasts made some pretty cool music. I mean, it's a rocking show this week. They've got Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Twisted Sister, and more with Dory and Paolo today on that 80s show. That is at 11 a.m. this morning. You have to listen live because it's music, so we don't podcast it. If you don't listen to it live, you miss out. That's the truth. Now, as we go up to the festive season and it becomes a time of giving, there's a new way for you to make a difference in the lives of those who might need it. Now, you may know the name Reg Lascaris. He's not only the co-founder of TBWA Hunt Lascaris, but he's now putting effort into helping a project, which is an early learning school for underprivileged kids called the Kusana Project, in a simple way. Now, we talk about Black Friday and all the specials. You can either go out and try to shop for a special for yourself or actually do something very, very simple and get involved with this great project. Reg has started a band, writing some cool music with it, and only asking you to download the songs. The proceeds go straight to helping children. They're not making any money out of this. If you want to find out more, Reg is on the line to tell us more now. But I want to play you the song and let you hear some of this. The band is called Uncorked because they're in Franschhoek. Everything in Franschhoek is about wine. So this band is called Uncorked, and I want you to listen to this. They perform only for charity, which is really cool because, you know, making music is really a talent. It's a skill. It's an ability that very few people have. And if you can write a song, and more than that, if you can get your song out on the internet and people can download it and actually send that money straight to charity, that sounds like a great idea. And over the last 3 years, this band has probably raised about 2 to 3 million rand, which they've donated to various causes. You know, we just heard about these people who defrauded the Eastern Cape for 3 million rand. Here are people who are playing in a band and raising 3 million rand for people who
Everything works out, you see.
Well, you see, it's balancing the books. So it's amazing. Nick Davies, who's the founder of Weatherly's, now a champagne maker. Reg Lascaris, who was one of the founders of Hunt Lascaris, the great ad agency here in South Africa. They decided to write some original music. So the first two songs are called Champagne on Ice and Hey Today. Take a listen to this quickly. And you can get them on Apple Music. Is that right? Okay, take a listen. Here's some of it, just to give you an idea of what they sound like. This is the band Uncorked. And you can find them by searching on Apple Music. All the proceeds go to charity. They're also available on Spotify worldwide.
Hey, today, tell me, baby, what you say, say. Hey, hey.
So all the proceeds from the songs are going to the Kusasa Project, which is an early learning school for underprivileged kids. There are about 150 children at the school, and the school costs about 4 million rand to run annually. They're trying a pass the parcel fundraising basis. That's asking people to download and then ask their friends to download the two songs so that they can support the amazing project. And obviously when you download the song, then that money goes straight to charity.
Tell me, baby, night and day, do you love
this is actually Reg singing. You thought he was just in advertising.
Tight, day and, night,
and they've got other singers too. Reg, good morning. How are you?
Fine, Gareth, and you?
Fine. Happy Friday, and well done on the terrific songs that you and your band Uncorked have put out there.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah, it's
Go on. I've got Nick Davies with me, who's the co-author of the songs.
Very good.
And so we're both here.
Excellent.
Morning, Gareth.
How are you doing, Nick? Well done on the songs.
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good,
thank you
good.
Very much.
So listen, we've got two songs here, Champagne on Ice and Hey Today, and the whole theme around your band is kind of where you guys are in the winelands and the fact that Nick makes champagne and Reg, we know you make wine. And you've both had incredible and successful careers in business in South Africa, and now you're giving back. And this is part of what you guys do. You have this band, and you only perform for charity, right?
Yeah, that's right. We only do charity. We're in a very fortunate position that we can do that, and also have quite a large band. We've got 8 members in our band, all ex-professional musicians who've retired down in the winelands, and now want to live out their passion playing some music with us, which has been brilliant.
And give stuff back.
Yo, how did you even get together? I mean, did you all just meet up at a dinner one night and you started talking about music and decided this is what we want to do? How did it all happen?
I'll tell you what happened, Gareth. Was I arrived in Franschhoek and I met Nick. And we started talking about what are we going to do that's good for our brains. And we decided let's get into music and let's start building a band, which is what we started doing.
And it just came together. Did you manage to find all the components? Because, you know, some people play guitar, some people play the drums, some people can sing.
Yeah, what happened, I think, you know, at heart, we are all frustrated air guitar players and we'd all like to be in a band.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's in the shower or just frustrating your partner. So, you know, Reg and I got together and we decided that, you know, this is what we wanted to do. And we started in a very small way, just singing a few songs.
Right.
And then, as I said earlier, we were very lucky to engage with some real professional players with quite a good pedigree in music. So that really helped us get along. And it's taken us roughly 4 to 5 years to get to where we are now. And of course, the real sort of take is to write songs. So, you know, you can do covers. So these are the first two songs that we wrote. And Champagne on Ice is our number one song that we wrote. And, you know, the champagne industry is expanding at a huge rate. It's the biggest growth in wine sales at the moment is sparkling wines and champagnes.
Wow.
So it just sort of seemed the right fit to write a song about that.
And it's also that time of year where people are celebrating, and champagne seems like the perfect accompaniment to good times and to people enjoying themselves. And, you know, sometimes it's also nice when you're doing that to think about other people. And this brings me to the charitable aspect of what you do. I know, Reg, you've been very involved in a school in Franschhoek. It's one of the oldest schools in South Africa. And you helped last year, I think it was, or could even have been the year before, to build a little like movie theater and start a film festival there, which has helped the school to pay for a lot of the maintenance and the rebuilding and even some additions. Just tell us that story quickly.
Yeah, what happened, as you say, Gareth, is the second oldest school in the country, which is a government school, and it's not getting much support. And all the kids that go there are underprivileged kids, and the school's falling apart. So we managed to take over the library and redo it completely and turn it into a theater, multi-purpose theater, which shows movies. You know, we have chats there. We drink wine there. And all the proceeds from the theater are now going to support the school. So the band does the same sort of thing. And the project we're working on now, which is the Kusasa project, is exactly that. It's an early learning center. Mm-hmm. And all the money from the songs are going to Kusasa.
So where do you guys perform usually? Is it at large venues? Is it mostly in Franschhoek? Is it when people invite you guys for an event? Is it when festivals are on? Where do you usually perform? And if people wanted to see you live, where can they?
Yeah, we do perform at large venues, and it's usually linked to some charity fundraiser. So we'll do, for example, the Rhino Ball or Hospice or SPCA is another one, and then we will link in with the people who would be organizing the event and, you know, do it that way. And then we have a few of our own ones that we do in Franschhoek, and then we sell tickets and we raise money like that.
That's amazing. The two songs are available on Spotify and on Apple Music. All the proceeds go to charity. People must just download them, really, and get other people to download them as well, and let's try to get these things flowing.
That'll be great, Gareth. That'll be really good. Yeah, you just go on to Spotify, look for Uncorked Champagne on Ice and Hey Today, and every download, the money goes to charity.
Fantastic. How many people did you say were in the band?
8 of us.
Yeah. Sometimes 7, sometimes 8.
You know, because nobody gets any money for their performance, we have the real, you know, the luxury of being able to do that. And the other thing we do is we invite guest artists to sing with us. So on Champagne, Lisa Maynard, who came second in Idols, I think it was in 2014. I think you were the judge then.
Yeah.
She sings that song. Oh. And she also buys it to the charity thing. So we're very lucky that we can invite people. Our youngest person that's performed us is a 10-year-old trumpet player.
Yeah.
And then next year we're going to put a choir together from the Kusasa school that we are involved with as our backup singers. Now, those kids are from about 3 till 6 years old, and we're going to put 20 of them together for our next song, which we're busy writing at the moment.
That's fantastic. Well, well done to both of you and to the rest of the band too. And if people want to find out more, go and look up Uncorked. They're on Apple Music and on Spotify. Download the song, and you can help this Kusasa project. Thank you so much, Reg and Nick.
Thank you very much. Keep well, man.
Cheers, buddy.
Good to speak to you both. Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. Isn't that cool?
That's,
you know,
really cool.
These two guys and the rest of the band, too, they've done well. They've made a great life for themselves. They live in this beautiful place called Franschhoek. Everything's about wine and champagne there, and they've decided, hell, we're not just going to sit around and do nothing. We're going to get our band together. We're going to raise some money for some very deserving charities, and we're going to do some good. And they get to create stuff that they love. Music.
Very nice. Oh. Sure.
See, it's never like you're too busy to be able to do more things. All right, coming up in a little while, we're also going to find out about some of the other things that are happening in South Africa. I don't know if you saw, but Leanne Liebenberg and Nikki van der Walt have decided that they're going into the the CBD oil business. Have you seen this? Sia, you know about this.
Sorry, what?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I thought it would be a good idea to catch up with them anyway.
Like oil from the ground?
No, CBD oil.
Okay. Oh, that oil.
What are you thinking about?
I thought someone...
Like oil rigging.
You thought they'd set up an oil rig in the Karoo?
CBD.
Oh.
No. Leanne.
Seriously, that's where my mind went.
Oil in the CBD, yes.
No, but you know, that's not a silly idea.
Right, very good. Now, they've launched some new product, so we're going to talk to them. But also, just catch up, because I haven't seen them for a little while, and it'd be nice to find out what the two of them are up to. They're really fun people, and we're going to speak to them about what they do to get their CBD oil, not oil from the CBD.
Obvious.
Because, you know, a lot of people talk about this stuff, but how do you know what you're using is good? How do you know it's the real thing? Right?
Mm.
We'll also get into some news and plenty more. All of that on the way. It is 4 minutes to 7, cliffcentral.com. Oh, I did mention... Oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh. Ooh, oh. That hurt my throat. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Gugu, what did you say?
What was that? Silence of the Lambs. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, as I said...
that is such a priceless moment. You actually got in script.
The 80s show today with Dory and Paolo is coming up, and they are going to be focusing on bands with long hair. Now, unfortunately, I've checked out Reg and Nick. They don't have the long hair that those 80s bands had.
Oh, so they didn't make the show cut.
They didn't make that 80s show today, but it is at 11 a.m. and you want to catch up with these people. And here it is, an example of what you might hear on that show. These guys had super long hair. Def Leppard. Also nice for a Friday. It's also a great stripper song, by the way. You know, Leanne.
I feel like taking off my dress already.
Yes. Good stripper song, this. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Yeah.
Cliffcentral.com.